shit. Peace and blessings, man. What's up? It's Lens Bias back again. Another beautiful day in Zamunda. Today is Tuesday, September 12th, in the Lord's year 2023. What's going on, people? Are y'all here surviving and thriving? I'm out here podding with the window open once again, so you might hear some traffic ride by, but fuck it. It's perfect. Damn sure not me, because it just took me about, 2 weeks to do some laundry I was supposed to do 2 weeks ago. Just got that shit done. So I am feeling somewhat accomplished. Got up this morning, actually cooked, because I haven't been feeling like cooking, so. But I got up, cooked some pork chops, fucked them up, which is pretty good, too. A little seasoning on them, nothing crazy, just some garlic pepper, garlic salt, I think it was some onion powder or onion pepper, I don't fucking know. Something over there in my little mixture of seasonings. But yeah, eat some pork chops together for breakfast. Went up to the laundromat, got my laundry done. That's one thing, man, I miss having a washer and a dryer in the crib. Like, that shit is so crucial, man. Save time. It's like, I don't got no problem going to the laundromat. I'm just like, I'm the type of person that I don't like being around a bunch of people. I don't mind it, but I don't like it. So I like to go to the 24-hour laundromat so I can be there in the middle of the night, do my shit. Nobody else up in there. I get in, get out. But went to the laundromat this morning when it opened. I wouldn't say it was packed, but there definitely was enough people up in there. But yeah, knocked that out. Just sat there pacing. I was sitting there playing Call of Duty and shit while I was waiting for my laundry to, wash and shit. I closed the washer, and I got some like a shirt or some shit, piece of clothing, was stuck in the door. So that shit flooded, and the water started spilling out. That was the whole thing, but they weren't really tripping. They just knocked that shit out. But yeah, now I'm back at the crib. I don't know what I'm about to do. Part of me is like, yo, roll up blunt, go on a little hike, get some fresh air, get next to some trees and shit. Bugs and all that shit too. The other part of me, like, you know, kick back, put in some applications, but I'm still on the job hunt. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, I know what the fuck I am gonna do. So, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Apple holding their Wonderlust. Pretty much their product event and shit. They're gonna unveil like a new iPhone, some more shit. So I'll probably roll one up, catch that. That's probably in what? Yep, that's like an hour from now. So I'll probably do a little cleaning, get ready for that. I need to get some more weed. Gotta be one of the worst feelings in the world, especially as like a pothead stoner. And you on that last blunt and you start running low on weed. It's like, oh nigga, let me put this shit out real quick. I'm gonna relight him in 5 minutes, but let me put him out real quick. But yeah, I'm definitely, I got about one blunt left. But it's all good, make the best out of it. Probably grab some more and shit if I make a store run, which I need to do because I ain't even got no more roll up. So hopefully I'm able to run to the store, grab another roll up, grab some more weed before the Apple event start. After that, probably go on a hike and shit. Trying to be outside more in nature, getting this good sun, vitamin D and shit. Instead of just sitting in the crib and shit. You know, you pay rent, you be like, fucking, I ain't leaving the crib. But nah, get out in nature, see, you know. Enjoy, embrace life and shit, man. Nothing serious, not too crazy. Just simple living and shit. Besides that, what else is going on? Man, I just had a real life, like, I'm trying to figure out how to put this shit in the way. Put it like this. I just realized that, yo, I gotta stop fucking up. Like, I've been through that. Like, after every mistake, you always tell yourself, I ain't doing them mistakes no more. You know, I'm starting anew, trying to make changes. But, man, after what I just went through this past week, with some financial shit and bills. I'm actually getting the money together and able to pay that bill off. It's like, yo, no more fucking around. It's time to stop playing around. It's time to stop, you know, running the streets, drinking with my friends. It's time to stop, you know, running and hanging out with these loose women. Shit, it's time to like really fall back, spend some time alone, get my shit right, focus and shit, man. And it's like, you go through situations in life and they open your eyes, but there's only so many times you can keep going through that shit, man. I'm just at that point where, like, I can't keep doing the same shit over and over. Man, this recent situation has really opened my eyes to, like, yeah, there's some people in the world that really got your back. People that you didn't even think would have your motherfucking back. The last person you thought would have your back would be the first one there to help you and shit. But it opened my eyes to, like, yo, a lot of motherfuckers that you got they back, they're not really down for you, or that's the only thing that y'all friendship, relationship, association is built off of, is that you got they back. They may act like they your friend, but in reality, they are a beneficiary. I don't know, you know what word I'm trying to say, but they benefit from having you in their lives and shit. And I'm realizing that's a lot of the relationships, association, people that I had in my life. But don't get me wrong, I'm definitely at fault for a lot that goes on in my life, because at the end of the day, I make a choice, I make the decision, and even if somebody else fucks it up, I learned some time ago that even if somebody else fucks up a situation, you still the responsible party, because it's your life at the end of the day. Excuse me. And it just opened my eyes to, like, stuff that I've been going through these past couple years, and like, I put myself in these situations. Even if somebody else did something, I put myself in these situations that gave these people the ability to throw my life off course. So ultimately, it's still my responsibility. And if it's my responsibility, why I give them so much power? Fuck them. All back time. And I'm really getting into this. I like spending my time alone, you know, going to the courts, putting up some shots, or going hiking, or just sitting in the park reading, or even spending time alone in the crib. Like, I don't need anybody else to entertain me. I'm my own entertainer. Like, I got a bunch of thoughts, a bunch of shit I can be doing. I don't need the rest of the world as entertainment. I'm my own. I'm self-sufficient in that area. And so I realized that. Let the smoke go down. Excuse me. And since I realized that I'm self-sufficient and entertaining myself and pleasing myself, is like, not what need do you have for another person, because there's always companionship, I guess. But it's like, what the fuck? Like, at the end of the day, I'm all I need. I need my babies too, but when it comes to like people that's not related to me, I'm all I need. And some people that I'm related to, like, I ain't gonna say I don't bang with them like that, but I keep my distance, you know? I see you when it's time to be social, but besides that, I keep my distance. And that's how I'm moving from. Like, I'm so happy I've hit this low of a point, because now it ain't nothing from but up from here. Because it's like, I'm cool with keeping my distance from a lot of people, because I know how people perceive me and look at me now. And I don't care how you look at me, because I'm a quote the great Deion Sanders. What part of me would make you think that I care how you feel about me? Let me say that again. What part of me would make you think that I care about how you feel about me? It's all about how I feel about myself. And that's how everybody should move, but that's how I'm moving. And you know, people learn at different times in life. It took me 35, almost 36 years to learn these lessons, and it's like perfect timing, man. Perfect timing. It came when it's needed. But yeah, it's gonna be a good day. Like I said, I got some laundry done, got some applications to put in. I ain't gonna pop for too long, you know, just wanted to check in on this Tuesday, beautiful Tuesday. Weather finally starting to break and it's starting to cool down. It feels like this has been our hottest summer ever. Like, damn, yo, like, this bitch been blazing, but it's like low 80s over here, so definitely feeling better. and we just grooving, man. We gonna accomplish these goals. We gonna enjoy life. One of my things I like to do, especially if I want to get into like a good happy mood, I like to imagine how my life would be if I won the lottery. And not just like, oh, what I'm gonna go buy, but like, what would I really be doing this, at this moment if I looked at my account and it said 23 million? Or if I woke up and, you know, I know I got 23 million in the bank, what would I be doing day to day? It's like a fun little mental exercise, and it just, you know, no matter how I'm feeling, like, it brings joy to me. Because I know it's little shit like, I'm gonna grab a Tesla, I'm gonna grab a truck, I'm gonna be spending more time with the kids, definitely changing my phone number so you motherfuckers can't get a text. But I'm gonna just be, you know, enjoying life. And every time, it's like, it's like, without fail, every time I do this exercise afterwards, I'd be like, man, live your life as if you are a millionaire. And I think that's the whole, you know, the whole goal of the exercise is to not only feel those joyous feelings, but to remind you to live life as if you're already rich. And not just in money, like, and in spirit and love. Because some of the times when I'm thinking like, all right, boom, you're rich, what would you be doing? There's a lot of the same shit I'm already doing, but I just want to be able to do it at a more comfortable level. So it's like, live that life, live at a comfortable level. But you ain't got to overlive or overspend. Because best believe, I'm rich. I ain't getting no Maybachs and no Benzes and all that. No big cribs. I'm getting a crib where, you know, my family got room. It's comfortable. I got room to be comfortable. A vehicle so we can do whatever we need to do in life. But it's still going to be real simple living and shit. Still having family dinner. Still picking my kids up from school, dropping them off and shit. Only thing change would be the big account. But don't get me wrong, if that's the goal, that'd be a blessing. Oh, that'd be a blessing. It'd be so amazing. But at the same time, it's not just about the money. It's about the freedom of it. To be able to give without worry. To be able to enjoy without worry. Because, like, say I would have won the lottery last month. Shit, I'd have probably drunk $500,000 right now. Buying bottles, throwing parties. But I like to think that the person I am today speaking to you is like, nah, we got a million. I don't give a fuck if anybody else is gonna shout out alcohol. I'm drinking in the crib. I don't need to be around a bunch of people spending a bunch of money. I got a home. I got alcohol. I got marijuana. I got my family. I got food. I got a crib. I said that already. Yeah, I'm good on life. I got my spirituality. I got my loved ones. Like, you don't need the outside world and all that bullshit. I can't wait for the day that I hit that lottery, man. Oh, it's gonna be so joyous. It's gonna be so motherfucking joyous. Cause I'm only really, it's gonna be me and my kids. Like, I might have one or two friends I still kick it with. But besides that, solo dolo on the hot out for real, like playing low like a nigga just escaped prison. Yeah, that's one exercise I like to do. Just, you know, train your mental to be able to go to a good place and shit. Or, you know, people speak about their happy place. That's basketball used to be my happy place, still is. I still feel good when I'm out there. But to be able to go to this place of how I want my life to be once I'm a millionaire, it's like, it's liberating, because not only do I realize, like, all right, I'm not a materialistic person, like, the material things ain't gonna bring me happiness, it also brings me joy to know that one of the things I want to do the most is, like, give to the people I love and help them become their best selves. Because I feel like it's been years of me working on being my best self, and it's been me putting in the work. And if others have helped in any way, I can't say it's been in a negative way, but it's definitely been in a way that has forced me to look inward and be like, yo, I gotta figure this shit out. But yeah. Just trying to live a good life, happy life. Like I said, I ain't gonna pod too long. We about 15 minutes in. I got an L to finish. I got about 50 minutes until the event kickoff, so I need to find some more bud. Probably do a little cooking later. Nothing major, just probably cucumber tomato salad I keep saying I'm gonna make that I haven't made yet, but I'm getting better with getting my lazy ass up and cooking because I can't Uber Eats and DoorDash at the moment. But yeah, you know, just taking it easy, enjoying the simple things in life, trying to be better at life, trying to be better with life. I don't know, man, I just feel good, man. I feel good. I got a positive outlook for not only today, but tomorrow and the future. And most of all, like, I'm not letting the past get to me, like, oh, I messed up here, or I messed up there. It's like, yeah, you messed up, but here are your new chances to make it better. Use every second, every minute, every hour, every day to try to progress. Even if it's just a little, like, make as much progress as you can, but don't look at the progress you made and negate it. You like, I'm not where I want to be, or I didn't accomplish enough. Just know that if you accomplish anything, you're a step closer to accomplishing all the things you want in life. And I leave you with that, man. I'm Lance Bias. This one's I love you. Peace.